Connecticut legislators and health experts in Hartford this week stressed that the number of opioid overdose deaths is up statewide. As Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, advocates say the pandemic is interfering with getting people help.
A state report this month shows that 647 people died from a drug overdose in the first 6 months of the year, which is a jump of 18% from the same time last year. That worries addiction treatment providers like Dr. J. Craig Allen.
We're still not connecting with enough. We're not able to get a hold of these people that are dying.
Allen is vice president of addiction services at Hartford Healthcare Behavioral Health Network. He says his treatment programs have open spots, but people aren't coming. Part of that, he says, could be that people are more reluctant to enter inpatient treatment while the pandemic is ongoing. U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal says the situation highlights the difficulties in tackling two epidemics at the same time.
We can't say with precise scientific evidence what is cause and effect. But we know the pandemic has caused more isolation, more stress and anxiety, more mental health issues, and more resort to drugs of choice.
Kim Beauregard is the president and CEO at Intercommunity Healthcare. She says funding and resources have also been strained.
We have been here for over 48 years. We run the largest detox in Connecticut, and we are at risk of having to close those beds due to financial issues.
Frontline providers say they've adapted their services and programs as best they could for the pandemic. But Mark Jenkins of Greater Hartford Harm Reduction Coalition says changes are needed going forward.
The numbers will continue to increase if we don't begin to find ways and means to get some things open that were the traditional means that allowed these individuals to survive.
Monday is International Overdose Awareness Day. Vigils and remembrance events will be held in communities throughout Connecticut. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.